Hi, and thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm Lewis Wallace, and it's time for Why So Curious. Gem City, that phrase should sound familiar to most people in the Miami Valley. A quick glance into the Yellow Pages, or since it's 2014, a quick Google search reveals a list of several dozen Dayton area groups and businesses that use the name. But what's that nickname for Dayton all about? Two WYSO listeners, Dot Schneering and Gary Honert, asked the question. Here's Gary.
Why do they call Dayton the Gem City?
Community Voices producer Lauren Schaus took a treasure hunt for WYSO Curious.
A group of women stands on risers in a large open room. They're swaying, with big smiles on their faces. There's a picture of a woman's profile within a gemstone on the wall behind them. The words Gem City are across the top. This is the Gem City Chorus. Chorus member Ann Boyd has been in Dayton for 55 years.
A gem sparkles, it shines, it has many facets, and our members have many facets.
She's been singing with the Gem City Chorus for decades.
I like the name. You know, we are the Gem City, and we'd love to represent the Gem City as one of its premier choruses.
Gem-like the ladies of the chorus may be, but when it comes to Dayton itself, what's Gem got to do with it? Mary Oliver, director of collections at Carillon Historical Park, gets the question a lot. She actually keeps an answer hanging over her desk. It's an excerpt from an 1845 article from the Cincinnati Chronicle.
It may be fairly said that Dayton is the gem of all our interior towns. It possesses wealth, refinement, enterprise, and a beautiful country. And so this is one of the earliest references that connects the word gem with Dayton.
If you ask any local historian the Gem City question, you'll probably hear about this article. But in the same breath, you'll also probably hear this. This is Nancy Horlacher.
We will never know for sure because there's no specific answer to that question.
She's the local history specialist at Dayton Metro Library. She has a few answers ready for the question about why Dayton is called the Gem City. It could be that that passing mention in an old newspaper article caught people's attention. Or maybe Dayton is named Gem City after a famous racehorse called Gem that trained on First Street. She says it's also possible Daytonians were really concerned about strikes going on in South African diamond mines in the 1880s. Horlacher says wherever the name came from, at some point Gem City got an advocate.
There was no mention made of Dayton as the Gem City until 1882. When William Bickham, he was the editor of the Dayton Journal, campaigned editorially for that title for Dayton.
Even with that campaign, the name didn't stick until a few years later when the Gem City Stove Company became the first to officially adopt it. It kept picking up steam over the years. Today it's everywhere. Take, for example, the Gem City Roller Girls. They're a group that knows a thing or two about nicknames.
What's your name?
Cash Ligula.
What's your name?
Gracie Rocker.
What's your name?
Demented Damsel.
Demented Damsel tells me that picking a roller derby name is a sacred part of becoming a member of the team, and that each woman's choice of name is distinctly personal.
A lot of people, it is a nickname type thing or something that triggers like a good feeling for them or a strength.
When it came to deciding the team's name, Demented Damsel said the Roller Girls used the same basic criteria.
Okay, so we are the Dayton team, and we really wanted to set ourselves apart and not just be the Dayton team. So it was something that would trigger people to think about Dayton and, oh, I know where that is.
I asked Demented Damsel if she knows the significance of the Gem City as a nickname.
I don't know. I'm like, where are the gems?
Do you think that it's an accurate descriptor of Dayton?
No, I don't. But I do feel like it's getting better. I think that it had a really good time in history probably a while back, and it kind of went downhill. And I think all the things like the riverscape and all of that has been to like really get the revenue up and make it a safe, clean city. And I think they're really going in that direction.
Maybe the Roller Girls method of choosing a name can offer a simple answer to the question at hand. Why is Dayton called the Gem City? Because it just fits, like any good nickname. And Dayton's been through a lot, and lost a lot. So maybe calling itself the Gem City feels good, too. For WYSO, I'm Lauren Schaus.
Why So Curious is our growing, changing series driven by your questions and curiosities. What are you curious about in the Miami Valley? We'd love to hear from you. Go to WYSO.org to submit a question and vote on what question we might answer next. That's WYSO.org/topics/WYSO-curious. Thanks for listening.